Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is Monday again. It's August 22nd, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. Welcome, everyone, whatever platform you are listening, welcome. Whether you are listening live or on the replay, welcome, welcome. Hey, Brina, Brina. Well, thank you. Thank you. I hope everyone's having a wonderful day, had a good weekend. Oh, actually, today is Tuesday. I'm sorry, today is Tuesday, August 22nd. I'm thinking today is Monday because I missed yesterday. Today is Tuesday. Hey, Lou. Welcome. Yesterday was busy, busy. And it was actually a beautiful day yesterday. Sun was out shining. Had a little bit of rain on Sunday, but back to sunshine. Frankie, I didn't see you pop in there. Welcome. Bruno, welcome. Hey, Minnesota. Welcome, friend. Okay, so, guys, like I said, I got my days totally mixed up. I was not on yesterday. I took yesterday off, so today is Tuesday, not Monday, but welcome, welcome. Okay, so, it's Tuesday, y'all, so this is a serious show. Spend your time dreaming up meanness. Why are some people just mean? I mean, just mean. I mean, do you believe that, you know, people are mean at birth? But why are some people just downright mean? I mean, they were mean as a kid. They're mean as a teenager. They're, you know, they turn into a mean adult. You know, they grow old mean. They die mean. You know, or why do some people become mean? I mean, just plain mean. You know, as some of you know, I volunteer at a shelter. You all know I love dogs. I have three. And the things that I see come through that shelter. And I'm not a cat lover. I don't like cats at all. But just the things that I see, cats and dogs. And horses, other animals, because where I live, there are a lot of horses. And, you know, just the things that people do to animals. And these are supposed to be, for some people, their pets. And I'm talking about just horrific things. So imagine, if you could, for some of you who may not have ever experienced it, what people do to other people, what bullies do to another classmate in the schoolyard, what coworkers do to each other, what neighbors do to each other, what family members do to each other. Why are people just plain mean? Is it a sickness? Is it a mental illness? Are they missing that chromosome or cell? Hey, Ralph, welcome. You know, are they missing that chromosome or cell, that the nice gene? Because there are people who, I believe, because I've seen it, I know some people who are like this, some of the nicest people you ever want to meet. Then something happens in their life, and they just become mean. Or they hang around a certain group or a certain crowd. Or they have influence, you know, by certain people. And they just become mean. A couple years ago, in the city that I live, a woman took a video while her husband was trying to stop and pull this man out of his car, of a man who tied up his dog and ran the dog over repeatedly. The screams coming from that dog. And while other people were also trying to get this man out of his car, he's almost running them over too, the man was laughing. So you can only imagine what that poor animal went through before he got in front of his car. Why are people mean? I mean, it's you see things on the news, you read things, Lord knows TikTok and YouTube are full of videos, but people continue to do it. And you have people who continue to champion people that do it. You know, you have someone who in high school, who's bullying another student because they're gay, they're a different color, maybe they don't dress as nice as someone else, maybe they live in their car and people know and other students know and, you know, they're talking about them, they want to out them, whatever. So they start harassing this person, start talking about this person. A girl that broke up with her boyfriend, and now the guy is dating another girl. The girl that was broken up with is pissed. So now she makes up stories or whatever about this other girl. You have the cool crowd against the nerds or whoever you want to call them. They're made fun of. And then one day, the person you're making fun of doesn't come to school. And people at school like, oh, yeah, they should stay home. She should stay home. Oh, he should stay home, whatever. Come to find out, this kid committed suicide. Or maybe that kid didn't come to school because they had a plan. And when they did come back, that plan was in their backpack, and they pull out their gun during lunch. Boom, boom, bang, bang. All of a sudden, people aren't laughing anymore. They're running. Or they're dead. We have become a country, a world, where we disregard other people, their feelings, how we treat them, whether we don't like their politics, their religion, the clothes they wear, the books they read. People are just mean. You bump into someone on the street when you're walking and you say, oh, I'm sorry, pardon me. The other person's ready to turn around and just slap you. You have road rage and traffic, you know, and we were talking about this the other day. I'm not trying to outrun a car. You want to get in front of me? Go right ahead. I'm not going to die because you want to zoom and beat the light or you want to go first, whatever. You go right ahead because more than likely the person is going to end up around a light pole. It's not going to be me. It's going to be you. Oh, Lord. So let me look at some of these comments. Let me go up to the top. Brina says, animal abuse is tough to see. They're so helpless. Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Brina. I think it's partly their wiring, but sometimes they don't have coping mechanisms and they feel they have to be that way. But Brina, is it a coping? I mean, do you believe that most people know the difference between right and wrong? Do you think that even if you live in a household where people are just fighting constantly, there's abuse. Do you think that in that household, at least one person knows the difference between right and wrong? Even the person who's doing the abuse, do you think they know the difference between right and wrong? Chill Will, hey, welcome back. Okay, yes, Jabrina, that was pure evil. Pure evil. Lou says they have no soul. Okay, and Lou, you're saying no. I mean, I do believe that some people do spend time planning on how to be mean. I really do. Hey, Mama Bear, welcome. You know, I really do. I believe it because I've seen it. I know people who have done that. I have gone out to lunches and dinners with people where they have purposely, just for the fun of it, treated the waiter like crap. And I've gotten up and I've left. Or I went and sat at a different table. Well, what's wrong with you? We're just having, no, sometimes you don't have fun at someone else's expense. And when people say, oh, it was just a joke, usually when you look around, the only person laughing is you or the person who you're making the joke on. They aren't laughing. People have that trigger. People have that trigger where you don't know what they're going to do next. Okay, you've made fun of me this entire year at school. You've talked about my clothes. You've talked about my parents. You've called me stupid. You called me dumb. I got, you know, we were in class and I'm always getting the answers wrong. So you call me stupid and dumb. But one day you're going to say that to that same person at the wrong time, and you don't know what that trigger is. You don't have to be mean to people. Hey, Shelby, welcome. Have we been mean to people? Yeah, we all have. I mean, I know I have, but not on purpose. Usually, if I'm mean to someone, someone has pushed me too far or I've warned people. You just keep it up. Okay. All right. One day I'm going to say something that you're not going to like and you're going to keep doing what you're doing. And I say something and then you get butthurt. But some people are just mean. the way they treat others, they're just mean. You abuse your children, be it physically or sexually. That's mean. You abuse your animals. That's mean. You're a cop that takes pleasure out of beating up people or a suspect, whatever. That's mean. You're a teacher who gets pleasure out of, you know, taunting a student. That's mean. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And Lou says people have a lot of demons and don't even know it. We also live with the softest generations of humans ever in history. Lou, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by the softest generation? Because are you talking about in terms of the younger people? Or are you saying that people can't? Okay, so, but shouldn't we have feelings? Shouldn't we, isn't one problem that we have in this world is that people don't have feelings and consideration for others? You know, or are you saying that everyone gets offended, so therefore they're taking their anger or whatever, angst or whatever, out on other people? And Ralph says, does this world make us cold-hearted? I mean, I think it does, the way the world is now. I mean, if you were someone who helped someone else, you have that other crowd over there and saying, oh, you know, you're a wuss. I can't believe that you're doing that. And they're making fun of you because, you know, you're helping that old lady across the street. I mean, we're just not nice. I don't think, and when you think about it, this world, we know this country has never been nice. I mean, are human beings even nice? Are we even nice? Are we nice people? I mean, I was talking about this yesterday with someone where we were just talking about not this particular subject, but just how this world has evolved. And we were talking about religion. And we were, you know, the person I was talking about, he was talking about how Syria, Damascus, all the wars that, you know, that were going on back then. And we were talking about Israel and the people, why are they the chosen one? We were talking about the Bible. We were talking about Israel today. And why, and I said, I don't understand why the United States seems to always side with them. You know, we were just talking about just war and good and evil and you know, just how man has just started so many wars, and that God, whether you believe in God or not, whoever you believe created this world, the world that we live in, that humans, you know, are just a species on earth that have just destroyed. And I know I'm getting heavy for y'all. I'm getting deep, whatever. But that's, you know, I mean, these are the conversations that I have with people. You know, so Ralph, does the world make us cold-hearted, or have we made a cold-hearted world? Ralph says, I can't even take help without feeling like they want something. We are supposed to help others by nature. Yeah, but you know what? I'm going to say this because there's a lot of religious people out there. You can't, you know, it's like you can't speak religion on one side and then you go to the other side and you're being another way. That's hypocritical. And we have a lot of, you know, and I think that people who are religious are also mean. I think people who call themselves in the name of religion are some of the meanest people ever. But that's just my opinion. Lou says, I agree, man wants to be God. History has a way of repeating itself. History, okay, I had to catch something. History is repeating itself. Let's see, I help. Mama Bear says, I help because that's how I am. I'm not looking for anything but a smile and say thank you. You know, Mama Bear, I mean, even that's hard to get out of people. You know, you help people, whatever. And they just look at you like they're entitled, like you were supposed to let them go first. You were supposed to open up the door for them. You were supposed to let them cut in front of you at the grocery store. You know, they drop something and you stoop down to help them pick it up, or you pick it up yourself. They just take it. No, thank you. So is it just that these people were raised without manners, or that they just don't care? Lou says, because Jesus was Jewish. And Lou says, people use religion to make money. Automatic fail. yes, Mama Bear, seriously. And Brina, you know, religion, borderline cultish. I mean, I know people who would go to church every Sunday, and they don't even go to church anymore because it's like you have this religion that's just coming. I mean, it's like you have all these religious people who, you know, are just, you know, and I know we were talking about being mean and stuff, but I think this all ties together. You know, some of the laws that are being made in the name of religion. I'm sorry, but I think the Bible thumpers, those people out there who are just, you know, God this and we need to go turn to God. And I do believe that, you know, again, I believe in the Bible. I'm not a Bible thumper. I'm not going to, you know, every time you say something, I'm not going to pull out a Bible verse. I mean, I could, but that would be hypocritical. Because the bottom line is, I don't care how much religion you have, how much of a Christian you have. The bottom line is, you're still human and you still do things and say things that you shouldn't do. That's what humans do. We're imperfect. But we're also mean. And all of us have that mean gene. All of us have the ability to be mean. But some people are just plain mean. Crucible, welcome. I mean, some people are just plain mean and they just, you know, I don't know. Lou says, I know I do. I keep locked in a cage. It's ugly. Mama Bear says, I know that one. At least for me, I can be mean and I can say mean things, whatever. But I don't do it just to be mean. Sometimes I say mean things because some people need to learn lessons. And all of us need to learn lessons at some point in our life. We all need to learn lessons. But like I said at the beginning of the show, when I go into that animal shelter, when I've been gone for a week or two, and I go back, and I see new animals that have come in, it just breaks your heart. It breaks my heart when I'm out walking my dog and I see hot as hell outside. Only reason why I'm out walking is because my dog wants to go out. And those dogs are animals just outside. No shelter. Or you go certain places. And yeah, if you all are these people, I'm talking about you. The people who just keep their animals just tied to that tree. Oh, they're fine. They're fine. Y'all. Or the people who keep them caged. Y'all. The people who don't bring their dogs inside when it's super hot or when it's raining or when it's cold. Y'all. The people do the same thing to their kids, to their family. Not because they don't have the ability to make things better, but just because you're just being mean. You just don't want to. So again, I ask, do you all think people are just born with the mean gene? Do you think that some people, when they're born, the doctor doesn't tell the parents, but the doctor probably says, okay, this is another asshole. Seriously. Why is it in daycare when you have a bunch of 2-year-olds, you have that one or two kids that are just mean? Why is it? Alberta, welcome. Why is it? And yeah, I do believe that some kids and some people grow up in households that are not so nice. And someone's taking something out on you, so you're going to take it out on your classmates or on your coworker. Maybe even your friend. But you also have those people who weren't like that. And like I said, they're hanging out with the wrong people. You're listening to the wrong people, that wrong group, and you become like them. Because there's a lot of behavior that is taught. Even as adults, we learn this behavior and we copy it. I hear people that repeat stuff that other people say, and it's just wrong. People who do things what other people do, and it's just wrong. But some people just keep doing it. Once again, there's just so many things that are going on in this world that are so wrong that disgust me to my core, because a lot of it is just because people are just mean. They're mean. They create mean things. They do mean things. Crucible, welcome.
Hi, Solid. Yeah, it's an interesting question, you know, about meanness in terms of being born with it, or is it learned behavior? I mean, it kind of goes back to that whole nature versus nurture argument. And I think the answer is probably both. I think you can be born mean. What I mean by that from a genetic standpoint is obviously you inherit traits from your parents, right? But can you inherit a mean gene? No, but I think you can be taught over time to demonstrate a lack of empathy. And I think that is what the primary driver of meanness in the world is our collective or our individual inability or unwillingness to project ourselves into another person's shoes and say, I wouldn't want that done or said to me. Mean behavior and bad behavior are clipped or curtailed very early in life, or they're not at all, because they fester and they grow and they worsen. So either that gets clipped early on and your parents tell you you don't talk to people like that, you don't treat people that way, or if they're treating you that way, like you said, that then becomes your MO, because that's all you know. That's your frame of reference. When you get into these particular situations, this is how you handle it. So I think, while I do think it's possible to be quote-unquote born mean with a lack of empathy, I think the majority of meanness in the world today is taught and learned.
I agree with you to a certain point, because I also question the people who, like I said, you have people who follow other people. You have people who you may work with and you listen to them long enough, and they, you know, this one person comes to work every day and they're talking about, you know, this group of people. You know, this group of people, or that person, or that girl over there, or, you know, you go to school and, you know, you have, and you're fine, but you keep hearing, you know, like I said, and I said this before you came on, you know, you have that bully, you know, who may have been shunned by her boyfriend, or, you know, he lost his girlfriend, and now his, you know, this other guy is dating his girlfriend, the girl that he liked. All of a sudden he starts talking about this person, and you know, all the other kids think that is funny. And all of a sudden you, who would never have done that, you're joining in. And we're not talking about when you're young, we're talking about even when you're older. Look at how many people now, you know, will listen to a person, and they do things that are just wrong, and they are adults. So yeah, while, you know, I don't believe that you are, well, actually I do. I do believe that some people are born mean. I do believe that there are some people who are just mean, you know, but I also believe that you can be a 70-year-old man or woman, the nicest person ever, and you start listening to certain things, or you hang out, or this, you know, somebody moves into the block and, you know, they're coming over for tea every day, and you're listening to them just constantly talk about, you know, a certain group of people or a certain person, you may become like that person. And then you start disliking them. You start turning up your nose every time you see that type of person. You know, so we've just, I mean, I don't know. Well, I do know, but, you know, our world has just become so cruel. And we see it every single day. Whether it be YouTube or TikTok or a law that's being passed or something that your neighbor said or something that your kid comes home and says or something that you say. Somebody, you were in the market and somebody says something. People are just mean. Hey, shy lady. I read an article today, this morning, that someone forwarded to me. And I did a TikTok on this where I said, read the comments. You guys ever read an article and you read the comments? Well, the comments from this one particular newspaper, which is the New York Post, the comments that people put in there are so incredibly mean. They're more than just mean. I'm not going to go into what else they are, but they're just mean and they're cruel. But I always read the comments of what people say. You know, even when I go on different platforms and stuff, I always read the comments, not just the first couple ones, but you just really scroll down and really read the comments. I see why this country is the way that it is. I see the way why this world is the way that it is. And the person that I was talking to yesterday, when we were talking about religion and everything, you know, we both said the reason why we're having all these storms and fires and earthquakes and hurricanes and all this stuff, we both said because we're not living right. We are not living right. Human beings are some of the worst people on the face of the earth. We are. You can disagree with me, but we are. And some worse than others. So people can say things are getting better. No, it isn't. And I do believe all these storms and everything that we're having, I think they're very telling. They're very telling. Like I said on a show a couple of weeks ago, there were a lot of firsts I did not think I would see in my lifetime. There are a lot of things I never thought I would see in my lifetime. But one thing that I may possibly see before I take my last breath is I will experience the end of this earth where it's just gone. Crucible?
Well, you know, I'm one of those people these days that I point the finger at social media quite often as a contributor to what's wrong with the world. And I think that's probably a pretty obvious statement. What I think has fallen off in the past 20, 30 years, and it's coincided with social media, but that can't be the whole explanation. There does not seem to be any accountability anymore, any downside, any fallout, any ostracization, if I said that right, for bad behavior. It's not necessarily rewarded, but people aren't called out for it the way they used to be. Niceness used to count for something. It indicated character. People were proud to be nice to other people. They have sayings, you know, Nebraska nice, Minnesota nice. I mean, back years ago, people were accountable for their behavior. And if you didn't behave properly, if you didn't treat people properly, you paid a price for that from a societal standpoint. There has to be fallout. There has to be accountability. Otherwise, no lessons get learned. So I don't know how that got lost in the shuffle over these last many years. Social media has contributed to it, but there's just no downside to people or any punishment for being an asshole.
I mean, I think social media has contributed to a lot, but in terms of the accountability, you look at these news stations, you know, and yeah, I'm talking about all the big three. I'm talking about Fox, talking about CNN, I'm talking about MSNBC. You know, the fact that you have people on there that just lie, just simply lie, and people suck it up. The fact that the accountability has to be starting with us, but we're not willing to call each other out. See, I am willing to call myself out. You all have heard me call myself out all the time. You guys can call me out. Okay. I put myself in this position to be out here in the public. And people, I mean, some of the emails you guys that I have received, you know, I mean, honestly, on some of the things that I have said, people have called me out. If you know, if you don't like it, fine. But I'm not out here advocating meanness. I'm not out here advocating for people to go out and do things and harm other people. You have people out there who have platforms who are doing that. So the accountability has to start with us. And are you all going to fall in and listen to the, excuse my French, the bullshit that people are passing out? Juju, welcome. And Damien, an official welcome to you. You know, Goddess Yasmin, welcome to you. You know, Lou says, I agree. All news outlets lie extremely. They are out of control. They are. I mean, honestly, I have not listened to the news, any news station, in a while. But when I do, I listen to all of them. I listen to all of them because I guarantee you, if you don't, somebody's going to leave out something that you should have known or you should have seen or whatever. I listen to all of them. I hear what everybody's saying. I always have. Do I know everything that's going on in this entire world? No. And when I say I listen to all of them, I mean, it's impossible for me. When I say all of them, I'm talking about mainly the big three, but I don't know what's going on in this entire world because I cannot listen to and read everything that is going on. But if we're going to be accountable, we need to start with ourselves. We need to be accountable on ourselves. Social media has been a bane to the existence in the world, but I also believe that it's been a help. Because social media has also brought a lot of things out of the dark that is now in the light that other people want to push back on. They want to push it back into the closet, so to speak. So social media has been a good thing and it's been a bad thing. It's just how we choose to use it and how you choose to support it, believe in it. I don't know. Let's see. Thank you guys for liking the show. That's okay, Juju. Lou says they also tend to protect their own agendas. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And see, I'm at the point where I'm not protecting anybody's agenda. Because when it comes to people like me, I already know that I'm at the bottom of the barrel. I don't care who you're voting for, or whatever. You know, but a lot of those agendas are just plain mean. They're mean. They're cruel. You know, let's see, it's brought a different, I'm sorry, my screen jumped. It's also brought a lot of darkness. It's unacceptable. I DVD almost every news outlet you're getting into later. Yes, Juju, I do know that you do that. We have to be accountable to our, you know, we have to be accountable, and we're not. I know for a fact that people aren't. People will listen, you know, it's like you can't just listen to one or two people, because you're going to get different sides, or you're not going to get everything. So I don't know. Hey, Chill. What? Welcome back.
Hey, everybody. I was thinking,
hey, Chill.
You were saying, hey, what up, big dog?
I'm sorry, what?
I was thinking, like, I don't know if ever, I think it's always been mean. I'm pretty sure. I feel like it may be morphs and looks differently, but I think mean is me. Well, you know, also I think in this, I've learned to think in necessity, like without good, there's no bad, without nice, there's no, you know, without mean, there's no nice. So they're going to be, if you choose to highlight the mean, if you omit the good energy, you get it back, and you obviously can't help but see mean. But it's reasons, like mean begots mean. So it's just the way, it's the yin and the yang. And I think as far as God looks at it, or he doesn't even look at it like that. He looks at it completely differently. He knows how the world is made up, the makeup of it, and how things are juxtaposed. And so he doesn't even look at it how we may feel like it's horrible, but he looks at it probably as it just is. And how much energy you put out is what you're going to get back. Because I feel like when you, karma comes back tenfold, and it may not necessarily, you know, you slap somebody in the head for no reason, it comes back, you know, in 10 different types of ways, horribly. Like, it may not necessarily come right in that manner, but you can see, like, horrible people and in their life they have at times, and they're trying to figure out, why does this happen to me? Oh, what kind of energy are you putting out? I just had this conversation with my daughter. Like, a lot of times people like to say, well, I don't ever do nothing to nobody. The energy you put out, it makes a difference. And he's probably just watching, and it's nothing. It's for him. It's not even like a, probably like it's people are horrible thing, because people are wonderful as well. You know what I'm saying? You can find a lot of good in the world if you choose to, but you can also find a lot of bad. But also, is what reason, right? What's the intent behind it? That's always begs the question. I think Ralph said earlier, like, you know, it's hard to do for people, because you don't necessarily know if they want something in return. I don't even worry about that. If I open a door for somebody, or even drop and pick something up, like you said, that, because that happens all the time. You're right, that people are rude. And I'm like, I'm not even doing it for them. I'm just doing it to maintain who I am. And it's telling, though. I want it to affect me, and I want to let myself stop doing it. But it's telling how the world is and how poor people are. You know, and sometimes, you know, when somebody going to use, I'll let somebody do certain things. I'm like, let me see their character. I'll let you borrow $20. I'll get back to you tomorrow. And then you don't get nobody, you don't hear from them tomorrow. That's a test. And same thing with relationships for me. Like, I'll throw things out there and see if it sticks. And so you kind of find it's telling, it's informative, you know. Social media is just informative. You can't tell me 50 years ago people were nicer. Maybe they were, but maybe they're just fake as hell. I mean, while Jim Crow was going on, when were they nicer? Was it 100 years ago while slavery was going on? When were they nicer? Like, what in the medieval times when it...
that's what I mean, because, you know, like you said, it may have been, you know, nice for some people, but it was not nice for everyone. I don't think it's ever been a time when this world was nice.
That's what I'm saying. Even
you
now,
know, it may have been, may appear. That's why I'm saying that social media has, I mean, it's been a bane, and it's been a good and a bad thing, where social media kind of lets the world see now that if we had social media back 50 years ago, I guarantee you that the stuff that we're seeing now, we would have seen it more.
You're right. So even then, like they say, you go to Dubai and be great and be safe. But, you know, the lady yells at somebody in public, she's in jail for the rest of her life, maybe. You know what I'm saying? So it's always, something ridiculous to go with something. I mean, it's just that's how life is. You got to learn how to navigate it. And even now, it's some country in the world, third world country, maybe not, that has ridiculous rules. Somebody's under, you know, like in some Asian countries, it's really ridiculous. Even African countries, just the whole living situations. It may be, some maybe say it's better, some maybe say it's worse, but I think it's just, it coexists for a reason. And we often try to figure things out because we're going through a pain, or, you know what I'm saying? And we always accentuate the worst and everything, and not even look at the good sometimes. And it just, we think it's that self-centeredness in us, feel like, you know, we matter that much. And I think as far as God's concerned, he's overruling everything. And so it's just a thing for him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not quite sure. You know, I just think humans are kind of, we are entitled to some degree over the earth, over the world, and think that we're entitled to everything. And I think I think we can't fathom the understanding, to be honest, or the power. We have no clue.
Okay. All right. Crucible, you want to respond to that?
Yeah, Chill made a comment. I don't know if he was going where I'm going with it, but he made a point there about what's behind the meanness. What's the motivation? Is it just to inflict pain on somebody? Is it just to be hurtful? Is that the sole motivation? Or are we trying to gain some other advantage? What's the long game with being mean? As I said a couple minutes ago, there's no accountability. So if you're not going to be punished for it, you might as well be rewarded. So are you trying to get control over somebody? You're trying to make sure they know who's boss, kind of a thing, because if you do that again, I'll light you up again. I'll say, so are you putting people on their heels? Is it a form of insecurity where you need to be positioning yourself in a way that calls for other people to be put down? Is that the driver? So I'm not understanding always what the payoff is to being mean. And I guess I'm kind of answering my own question. There is really no payoff, except there's no downside. That in itself is a form of payoff, I guess. You're not punished for it. You're not called on it. And therefore, it becomes the new normal.
And that's why I'm saying that you need to call these people out. I mean, seriously, you know, you look at, and yeah, I'm about to go to the news people. You look at people like Don Lemon. He should have been called out, and he was many times. You look at somebody like Tucker Carlson, should have been called out many times. But if people are going to believe the bullshit, and I am saying bullshit, that these people spew, and a lot of it is just hatefulness, and yes, both people that I just said, just hateful. You know, I'm sorry. You know, it's like you have to be accountable. You have to call those people out, you know, and again, you got to call out yourself, you know, and again, you all, I just say, and Damien says, maybe people just lost social skills. I don't believe that people lost social skills. I think people choose to agree with and go along with and believe some of the crap that other people say, and some of it is just downright mean. Some of the laws that are coming out are downright mean. Some of the things that people are teaching their children are downright mean. And like I go back to the animals, the way people treat their freaking animals is just downright mean. Just mean. It's not necessary. You know, Bruno says, I was mean to some people at some scenarios. I admit that fact. I missed somebody's comment. I'm sorry, y'all. But and Minnesota, thank you very much. You know, but, you know, did they lose their social skills? Is it social skills, or just, I mean, do you have to have social skills just not to be mean? If you don't know how to say please and thank you, just keep your mouth shut? Is that possible? Is it possible that when something is going on with someone else, just to keep your mouth shut and not say anything? Because usually what comes out of someone else's mouth is usually stupid. I mean, chill. I am totally serious because I'm telling you, there are even on this podcast, there are times when I have started to say something and I had to check. Nope, don't go there. Don't go there, because you have no business going there.
Sometimes, right? Meanness
is necessary if you're going to check somebody, but I'm saying just to be mean, just to say, you know, somebody's kid, you know, comes to school and they're wearing the same shirt every day because they can't afford, because their parents can't afford to give them another shirt. You're just going to be mean and say, oh, your shirt stinks. It is dirty. Ha ha ha. That's the mean I'm talking about. Absolutely. Not the person that checks you and says, well, Solid, who are you to talk about somebody else's shirt when you've been wearing the same? I mean, whatever. You know, so yeah, I believe in being mean like that.
You won't get that mean. Right. But without that one mean, you won't get the other mean. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I mean by it's necessary. It teaches us in different ways. So for me, if I'm the bully, I learn how to. It's going to make me or break me. In some cases, for me as a child, it was rough. But as older as I am, that throws off my shoulder. It taught me wherewithal, taught me perspective, it taught me not to be that way. And just as somebody might have turned around and told the bully not to be that way from that butt whipping or that scolding they received. You know what I'm saying? And it might teach the mama that this little boy needs correcting. You know what I'm saying? So it's lessons to be learned. And so that's what I mean by that's what God's looking at. Y'all gonna learn lessons regardless of what way. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It may not be the best way, but that's just the way y'all gonna learn lessons.
Okay, so let me ask this. This is to both of you, since both of you are up on the panel. What Damien said, if you sit in the house every day watching reaction videos, you might not know how to properly interact with people. What do you all think about that? Because I disagree with that.
Say it again, an action video?
He says, if you sit in the house every day watching reaction videos, you might not know how properly to interact with people. And Damien, when you say reaction videos, are you talking about where people are like beating up on other people or Karen videos? I'm assuming those are the type of videos that you're talking about.
Well, when I hear the reaction, if I make a double screen and I'm watching and I'm watching some crazy on TV, and you know, they just make the dumb face, or something, they don't even say nothing, or they'll end with a dumb face after the video. That's kind of more of a reaction video to me, but I'm not quite sure what he's doing.
Okay. I mean,
Ralph said
world. Well, star. I mean, there have been studies linking, you know, violent behavior in kids to video games, excessive video game playing. So I don't think it causes them what I'm not so sure I agree with Damien, but what I do think happens, the more time you spend behind a screen, it does retard your ability to interact socially with people. You don't see their face. You can't see pain. You can't see joy. You can't see anything. So I do believe more time behind a screen inhibits rather than enhances our ability to interact. And if you do it for prolonged periods of time, as if that's your entire existence, then yeah, you're going to have some problems when you actually get out in public.
Yeah, it desensitizes the people, definitely, for sure.
Yes, it does. That's a good word.
Yeah, for sure. That's evident with all these shootings and stuff happening like that. They think, oh man, that's the whole story for me with my stepson. I had to tell him, like, listen, this is not, you know, you going to Army, but this ain't Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? This ain't Halo. This is real people, real things. You get in them situations, that's real trauma. And you don't want to have to learn that way voluntarily. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I don't think, you know, a lot of kids, they want to hop in, they want to be a sniper. You don't understand that. You might be in a situation where you got to kill a woman, a child. That's shit is real when it comes to that. And it ain't a video game. And you may not be doing it for a reason you agree, or may not even know what reason you're doing it for. And so that's not Call of Duty.
Well, one thing that I can say is we live in a world, in a country, where it is getting and has been more diverse every single decade. And it always has been. And we live in a world where people just don't want to tolerate certain people, certain things, certain ways of life. You know, some people want it to be all one way, and it won't be. And those people are going to be in for a huge wake-up call. But our world has been changing. It isn't changing. It has been changing for years. Even prior to Ozzy and Harriet, Leave It to Bieber. Because everybody didn't live like that. Everybody did not live like that. And people should not be forced to live a certain way because others feel that it's necessary. And when we start not realizing and just wanting to not include people, whatever, the meanness comes out. It just does. You look at what's happening with this immigration stuff. I'm going to be the first person, and I've said it before, and some people are like, oh my God, Solid, you are saying that? I do not believe in immigration at all. At all. I believe if you come over here, you do it the right way. You do it the way that a lot of thousands and millions of other people have done. Where when you finally do become a citizen, you're standing in front of the judge, you're holding up your hand, and you're taking an oath, whatever. I believe you do it that way. I don't believe you run across the border or you come by boat, whatever. I don't care if you're Haitian, if you're Mexican, El Salvadorian, Puerto Rican, whatever. I do not believe in illegal immigration. I don't. I have said it. I've said it many times, and people are like, I cannot believe that you said that. And yes, Crucible, that makes me mean by some people's standards. I'm not saying that you can't come over here. I'm just saying do it the right way. Because illegal immigration has put a strain on this country. It's put a financial strain on this country. And unfortunately, the people who are paying for it are usually the taxpayers. I have a problem that someone who is a citizen cannot walk into a hospital and go to the ER and get checked out without having to prove that they have insurance. Well, we have to approve this. We have to approve this. But somebody who's illegal can walk into the hospital and they're fine. I have a huge problem with that. I have a problem with the fact that you go to our schools and people would say that this is me. I have a problem that you have people who, you know, children who are in our schools who are, you know, just trying to learn how to read and write. But because we have this no child left behind thing, that if everybody in the classroom is not speaking English, the teacher can't move forward. Well, that's not fair to the other kids who need to move forward. I think that No Child Left Behind thing was a horrible law. It was stupid. It's dumb. Some people may think that I'm mean. I don't care. That's how I feel. You know, so again, you know, Crucible talks about holding people, you know, to be accountable. I am. I'm holding the government to be accountable, and I'm holding the people who are running across the border or coming by boat, airplane, whatever. I'm holding you accountable too. But at the same time, be honest with yourself. Some people hear me say this, and they pat me on the shoulder. Oh yeah, Sal, that's great. I'm so glad that you said that. Oh, okay. But at the same time, what are you doing? What are you championing somebody for? I think there are so many things in this country where we're just mean. And again, like Crucible said, some people would think that I'm mean. And Charlene says, I also don't agree with children born in the U.S. to be automatic citizens if they have a parent who isn't here in the U.S. legally. Shy lady, I'm with you 100%. That was from, I think it was from Ted Kennedy back in the 60s. He was the one who first said that. I think that's ridiculous. If you're not a citizen, and people may say that, yes, Solid, you are being mean. But you're right. If your parents are not here and they are not citizens, that does not make you a citizen. But you see, in the city that I live in, you heard of those birthing homes that Chinese people have? They have these pregnant women come over here. They shut them down really fast. They shut them down. You are not going to come into our city, and you're not going to do this. People say that that's mean. And honestly, I'd rather see people adopt dogs first. And that may sound really mean and harsh, but I know where my taxpayer money's going. And again, I say, I have seen people in hospitals where they have been turned away because they didn't have insurance. Go to the county. But other people are able to just walk in and it's fine. Yeah, I'm being mean, but am I really? Crucible Chill, you want to comment on my meanness?
Well, who's being mean? I'm siding with you on this, Solid. Who's being mean? The person like you, who's taking a position, has an opinion, an informed, practical opinion based on solid evidence. Are you the mean one because you have an opinion, or is the person calling you out the mean one for calling you mean because they're trying, by calling you mean, they're trying to marginalize you, and by marginalize you, they're trying to muzzle you. So if they make you feel poorly about yourself, you're mean, you're heartless, you're insensitive, you might go, you know what, I don't want to be called those things. I'm going to change my mind. I agree with you now. Nobody wants to be put in that camp. So I think just the opposite. I don't think the person taking the position that somebody doesn't like is the mean one. I think they're the honest one. The person that's being mean is the one who tries to marginalize you for simply having an opinion.
Well, I mean, and I'm sorry, and because I'm not going to let someone make me feel that, oh my God, you said that. How could you? I mean, I have a lot of opinions. I have a lot of views. I mean, I have my views about a lot of things. I have my views about LGBTQ. I have my views about marriage. I have my views, you know, about a lot of things. But the people who are usually calling me out and saying, you know, especially when it comes to some of my views, and they're saying, oh, you're being mean, some of them are too scared to say their own views. I mean, I got called out, you know, I mean, I have been yelled at, screamed at, whatever, over some of my opinions. I don't care. But when it comes to certain things, again, I may appear mean, or some people may think that, dang, Solid, you're just downright mean. Oh, okay. Hey, bro, welcome. I didn't see you pop in. You know, but I'm sorry. Lou says the truth hurts sometimes. People sometimes can't accept it. It doesn't mean that it's mean, though. I mean, yeah, the truth does hurt. People have said things about me that have been absolutely true. Did it hurt? Yep. Were they right? Yep. You know, our We have laws in this country. And with different laws, everybody's going to have an opinion. We have different TV shows that come on. People don't have an opinion. That TV show shouldn't be on. That TV show shouldn't be on. Was it Married with Children back in the 80s? Was that the one where that woman started that protest saying that that was an awful show? Whatever. All it did was make the show more popular. Everybody's going to complain about something. Does that mean that we're all being mean? But some people, like I said, spend their time just dreaming up meanness. Just, what can I do today to be mean? I know people like that. Chill, you have anything else you want to add? Chill, you there? Okay, Crucible, you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, this was a really good topic. I mean, I think there's a couple types of meanness. There's the meanness that comes from ignorance. People just don't know any better, though they were taught that. And then there's the type, I think, that you're referring to where it's been weaponized. You know, meanness is used as a cudgel. You know, you call somebody mean, or, you know, you do it as a way to marginalize people. So I think there's a motivation behind a lot of people's meanness. It gives you control over people. It gives you some power over people. At least you think it does. So I think that's a strange driver of meanness that you can't just explain away. Well, they don't know any better. I think they know a lot of people know exactly what they're doing when they engage in meanness.
I think they do too. So, y'all, that's the show. Let's see. Yes, I can't. I'm not sure what you mean. Okay, Damien says crazy beat videos make that behavior look normal. Ralph, I'm not sure what you mean by yes, I can't. But again, I'm just scrolling through the comments. So. Let's see, Lou says, I agree with what you're saying. As an immigrant, I came here legally and it wasn't free at all. I mean, this is what I'm saying. I mean, you have people who went through the system the right way. I'm not saying you can't come. I'm not saying don't come. I'm just saying do it the right way, because there were people who did do it the right way and they had to pay for it. Go through filling out this form, paying for this, paying for that, you know, whatever. I'm not saying don't come. I'm just saying do it the right way. Because I don't want my tax dollars going where they could be going to better use. And all of our tax dollars are going into the toilet. Thank you, Lou. Crazy says my mom became a citizen, and I'm assuming you mean 2000, not 20,000, but 2000. So yeah. So anyway, y'all, that's the show. Tomorrow I will be back. I have not posted the show. I will post it as soon as this show ends. See, my dad in 1990, after 25 years of service to the ISA Army. Thank you, Brina. So, yeah, so y'all could all go back and say silence mean when it comes to immigrants. Well, all right, so the song that I am going to play today is Ave Maria, which is one of my favorite songs, and Aaron Neville. Is his version of it is actually how I ended up learning to play this on the guitar. It's one of my favorite songs to play. But his version is one reason why I learned how to play it. I love this song. So Chill and Crucible, thank you for popping up. I'm going to clear the panel, and the rest of you guys, here you go.
Thank you. Maria. Grazia plena. Maria, grazia plena. Maria, grazia plena. Ave, ave Dominus, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus, et benedictus fructus ventris, ventris tu.
Well, everyone, that's it. And for the people who could not see the chat, I happen to like Aaron Neville. And like I said, this particular version of Ave Maria was one reason why I learned how to play it. I like his singing. So to a certain person, you can take your Cracker Jack Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries, whatever, someplace else. Probably another Aaron Neville song tomorrow just for that. Okay, y'all. Thank you for coming, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Enjoy your day or evening wherever you are in the world. Bye.